Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
A hand clap of praise. Glorify his name. Father, we love you. Lift your hands to Jesus. Honor him tonight. Bless his name. King of kings, Lord of lords, Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. The mighty God, we bless you. The lover of our soul, we thank you. Savior, Redeemer, Healer, Deliverer, the one who opens a door and no man can shut, the holder of the key of David, the lifter of men. Lord, we thank you. Someone is blessing his name tonight. A grateful heart, an expectant heart, a receiving heart is saying thank you to Jesus. The all-powerful God, the one who speaks and his word is final. We bless you tonight. Now go ahead and release your faith. Father, I'm here tonight. Give me an encounter. Let it be my service. Let it be my encounter. Let it be my service. Let it be my encounter. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. In Jesus' victorious name we pray. We get straight to the ministry of the word tonight. I believe from all that has happened, someone has already even been edified. God is a supernatural God. God is a supernatural God. The faith life is also a supernatural life. Please lend your attention now. Number one, God is a supernatural God. He's not only a mighty God, he's not only a great God, but he's a supernatural God. Number two, the faith life, the Christian experience we have been called into is a supernatural life. And God furthermore desires that we experience both the miraculous and the supernatural. And these are two related but distinctly different experiences. The miraculous and the supernatural, even though one is derived from the other, they are not the same. So God is a supernatural God. The faith life is a supernatural life. And that God desires that as believers in Christ, we experience both the miraculous and the supernatural. And I'm telling you that the miraculous and the supernatural, even though they are related, one is derived from the other, but they are not the same. And I'll explain the difference for you in a bit. Hallelujah. The miraculous and the supernatural, even though one is derived from the other, but they are not the same. The miraculous deals with supernatural interventions. Generally, when you talk about miracles or the miraculous, it deals with supernatural interventions where God steps in over the affairs of men to correct, are we together? To create, to introduce, to adjust, to bring back to alignment an anomaly. Usually the miraculous is needed if and when there is a variation to status quo or there is a compromise of order, you would usually need the miraculous. Hallelujah. When things go as planned, when things go as should be, you just need the continuity of process, not the miraculous. The miraculous is usually needed if there has been a tampering of process, whether as a result of the ignorance and the carelessness of men or demonic intrusion. Are we together now? So when we talk about the miraculous, it is only needed in the life of a man to the degree to which due process, the normal course of things, have been tampered with. And there are many factors that are responsible for tampering with normal processes. It could be the carelessness or the ignorance of men themselves. They become victims of their understanding or ignorance, victims of their decisions. Or sometimes it could just be demonic interferences. At such times, you will need the miraculous. An example was the man who was born blind. There was no contribution on his part to being born blind. The man who was lame from gate beautiful. The Bible says he was lame from birth. In fact, in one of the incidences, they asked the Lord, who sinned that this man was born blind? Was it him or his father? And Jesus said, neither. But this has happened that the glory of the Lord will be revealed. Are we together? Yeah. There was a time when they were to go to the other side by boat. And the Bible says, while they began their journey, there arose a storm of wind. It was not their making. They put all the variables in place, but it just so happened that the storm became boisterous. We understand from Jesus' approach in providing solution that they needed more than the supernatural. They needed the miraculous, because they were demon spirits who were behind manipulating the weather so that it would work against them. And the purpose for that manipulation will be seen when Jesus got to Gadara. It was the salvation of the madman, which will eventually lead to the salvation of a Decapolis. That was what Satan was fighting. So the storm was not a storm for nothing. He was hoping it would kill Jesus and kill all the disciples so that they would not get to the other side, because getting to the other side will mean the salvation of the evangelist who will eventually save 10 cities. Are we together now? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So when we talk about the miraculous, it deals primarily with supernatural interventions, corrections of a process that has been tampered with, either as a result of the ignorance or the carelessness of men, or as a result of demonic intrusions. But when we talk about the supernatural generically talks about a more superior realm and a dimension of living. Because most times people confuse it. The miraculous is a subset of the supernatural. Not everybody needs the miraculous, but everybody needs the supernatural. Are we together? There are times that things can be all right. You are not sick. You're not having any demonic, whatever it is, but you need the supernatural. So the supernatural and the miraculous are related. The miraculous coming out from the supernatural, but while the miraculous has to do with intervention, a correction to something that has been tampered with, a tampering of due process or the normal course of things, the supernatural talks about living in a more superior spiritual realm or a more superior dimension. Hallelujah. Not everyone needs the miraculous, even tonight. Not everyone is sick. Not everyone is having any kind of demonic situation, but everyone, every believer needs to function in supernatural dimensions. So when you talk about healings, please look up. When you talk about healings, when you talk about deliverances of all kinds and all kinds of intervention, restoration, all of these possibilities reside within the realm of the miraculous. Are we together? Healing is part of the miraculous, even though it is supernatural. Deliverances and all kinds of interventions. The reason why you need healing is because something has altered the normal course of things. The reason why you need deliverance is because there's some demonic spirit somewhere manipulating due process. And then all kinds of interventions, restorations, like the axe head. Remember, they did not just need the supernatural, they needed the miraculous. Alas, master, for it was borrowed. The man was in debt. He was about to lose so many things. The wife of the sons of the prophet, the man had died, leaving her in debt, and they were about to take two of her children. You know, the widow at Nain, she had lost her husband. She had lost her child, in fact. Everyone who represented a system of support had gone. And Jesus had to step in, not just to bring in the supernatural, but to bring in the miraculous. How about examples of the supernatural? Number one, encounters. Not everybody may need healing, but everybody needs divine encounters. Encounters through the word, encounters by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Angelic activities are not necessarily miraculous, but they are supernatural. How about illumination? A thorough or a heightened understanding of the word. You don't receive the word just because you are sick. Are we together? There is the sent word, and the sent word heals and delivers. Are we together? But there is the revealed word. That one gives you illumination. It gives you understanding. You don't need to be sick. You don't need to be in need of a miracle. But it is like a ladder that transits you spiritually, transits your spiritual understanding until you step into a higher dimension of living. How about impartation? Impartation is not a miracle, but it is supernatural. Are you getting the difference now? So to someone who came here sick, who came here oppressed, once you are need driven, there is need to correct an anomaly. You need, it's the supernatural, but what you need is the miraculous. But if everything is fine and yours is just a press, an ongoing process to maturity, to stature, you need the supernatural. The ministry of the word is supernatural. The impartation of the Holy Ghost is supernatural, even though it is not miraculous. When the Holy Ghost imparts upon you, He's not necessarily correcting what is wrong. He's improving your state and growing you to maturity. Now, both the miraculous and the supernatural are experienced through the channel of wisdom and power. Please pay attention. Both the miraculous to correct anomalies, to bring in divine interventions, and then the supernatural to generally upgrade you to a higher realm and dimension of living and possibilities. Both of them pass through the channel of wisdom and power. Someone say wisdom. Please shout it, say wisdom. And then say power. Now, most believers, and with all due respect, particularly the church in Africa, we have understood the power dimension of the supernatural. But we have sometimes even consciously rejected the wisdom dimension of the supernatural. So you find out that there are lots of healings, there are lots of deliverances. Are we together? There are lots of supernatural interventions, but people hardly make structural advancement with their lives because that one is beyond a power issue. It's a wisdom issue. Every time you see people building, it is wisdom that is behind it. It says through wisdom, not through power. Through wisdom is a house built. Amplified will say a life, a family, a destiny. By understanding, it is established. Before Jesus gave the apostles power, He gave them wisdom and understanding. Before Jesus increased in power, He increased in wisdom. Luke 2:52. He increased in stature. He increased in favor with God and with men. Then at age 30, He now increased in power. You see the protocol. So in order of spiritual superiority, are we together now? Wisdom not necessarily is greater, but wisdom precedes power. The value of power is that it comes on a vessel that has already received wisdom. When you find a vessel that has accessed wisdom, then you will see the potential of spiritual power. When power comes on foolishness, it amplifies that state because power is an amplifier. It amplifies the state of a man. It's like giving someone who is a learner a sport car. You only accelerated, you're watching him have an accident. Are we together? Yes. Because the turbo engine will fast track his jamming a door or a tree. The problem is not the car. The problem is the person driving it. And that's the assignment of wisdom. Power makes for possibilities, but wisdom guides the power to make sure you build constructive things. So what the church in Nigeria and Africa needs, we need more power, but we need an abundance of wisdom, the miracle of understanding. Are we together? It is by wisdom you will build companies. It's by wisdom you build institutions. You build your family. There are many powerful people who cannot build anything. There's no longevity if all you think about is power. Wisdom. Wisdom. Is someone learning now? So both the miraculous and the supernatural are experienced through the channel of wisdom and power. Now, wisdom is concerned with divine answers and solutions. When you talk of wisdom, wisdom essentially is concerned with delivering divine answers and divine solutions, whereas power is concerned with divine interventions. So the person who is sick does not necessarily need wisdom. He needs the anointing coming to him as power. The person who is oppressed with all kinds of yokes and curses, there's no amount of advice you give the person that sets him free. He's under an influence of demon spirits. Maybe you can advise him on how to keep his miracle after he has received it. Is someone learning now? So while power is concerned with interventions, supernatural stepping ins to bring you solutions, instant solutions, bodily corrections, dispelling of spirits, wisdom is concerned with bringing you solutions. So if you have a financial problem, for instance, there might be the spirit of poverty behind it, and the assignment of power is to expel that spirit, while wisdom begins to guide you on the kingdom path to becoming blessed with the dignity of kingdom integrity. You get the point now? If the demon that is causing poverty is cast away, and yet you do not have the requisite level of financial intelligence, the demon will only go for excursion and return back, because ignorance is a magnet. It will draw it back to your life. Are we together? The person who perpetually walks in disobedience will always be a victim of demonic activities. So you use power to cast out the demon spirits, but you do not recalibrate his or her spiritual understanding, meaning he does not understand the value of prayer, not the value of the word, not the value of speaking. Are we together? Not the value of diligence. Let's say, for instance, someone is a thief. How do you correct the situation of a thief? He needs both power and wisdom, but it is power first. Advising someone under the spirit of theft will not change the situation. Or someone who is bound with addiction. Have you seen people who are bound with addictions? As you advise them, will you do it again? They say, no. In fact, I've repented. And they will leave you right there. And you hear they have arrested them again. Because there is a spirit. I know this firsthand because I've advised a lot of people. They will even be crying. And you can be beguiled to think they are changing. They say, I can't even imagine that I'm doing this thing. You say you're a good boy now. Give him transport. Give him money to pay his rent. Give him whatever it is. He will leave you by evening. They said, do you know so and so? He called your name. They said they are looking for someone to shorty him in the prison. And he called your name. And you come and meet him in the prison. You say, what happened? Usually he keeps quiet. Because under the influence of some drugs, the way you correct that person's situation is to cast out that spirit first. After the spirit leaves, then wisdom comes in. You begin to correct his understanding, that the same energy it takes to destroy himself is the same energy it takes to rebuild his life. You get that now? Wisdom and power. When you meet someone who has cancer, and you start teaching the person, you say, you know, the problem is eating right. You are wasting the person's time, because that's a death sentence. What the person needs is power first. Get that spirit of cancer out of the body. Then you can teach the person to eat right. Are we together? When you find someone who is in debt, the person needs power first because he's in trouble. When the power of God appearing as his favor rests upon that person, you get that person out of that situation. Then you now tell him, sit down. This fake life you are living, celebrating parties, celebrating birthdays, inviting friends and classmates and burning. You have 10 million naira and you spend 8 million naira doing a party. You prove a point and all your classmates now beg you for 1 million. You now go and borrow money because your ego is on the line. You see that's not a demonic attack. It's a wisdom problem. December is coming now. Another round of foolishness will happen among many people. I'm sorry to say it. It's not an insult, but it's the truth. All the monies they have saved from January till November, ego is about to punish a lot of people right now. They will buy things they cannot afford to feel that psychological dopamine of feeling like celebrities and local champions. And by January, they've spent their children's school fees, they've spent their rent. Are we together? Minus you. Foolishness minus you. Lack of wisdom minus you. Amen. Shout amen again. Amen. Satan does not just step into people's lives to destroy them. He studies the construct of your mindset and sees the loophole, the gaps where you do not have wisdom functioning. That's how he builds an attack. Are we together now? So when we say someone is under the influence of demonic attack, we're not just saying Satan stepped into your life. No, he's not foolish. He studies the construct of your mindset. This man is an ego-driven, egocentric man, and he uses the gateway of pride to form the attack that brings you down. Are we together? Oh, this person tells lies a lot. He creates something and brings you down. That's why the Bible says, no weapon fashioned. The weapons are fashioned by studying your life, studying what you do not know, studying the gaps, the areas where wisdom is not there. Are we together now? Tonight you will experience both wisdom and power. Amen. Say amen like you are receiving. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 24, Paul was speaking to the church in Corinth. 1 Corinthians 1, 24. It says, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, it says, Christ is the power of God. Christ there means the anointed one and his anointing. So when the anointing manifests in the midst of God's people, it manifests as the power of God. So it leaves the presence of God or the Holy Spirit, and then it diverges into two dimensions. There is the power of God to correct, to bring divine intervention. Are we together? But there is the wisdom of God to recalibrate your understanding so that you now begin to make more superior decisions in honor to your level of enlightenment. Let me tell you this. More people suffer as a result of a poor mindset translated to a poor decision than they suffer from demonic attacks. Take my word for it. Are we together? More people are victims of poor mindsets than they are of demonic attacks. I'm not downplaying the fact that Satan is ever determined to oppress, but I'm saying there usually is a mindset, a belief system. You have heard me say a loser's mentality cannot produce a victor's destiny. No matter how you pray and fast over that person, if he neglects wisdom, power will be limited in its operation. Most of us here right now, if I ask you to table your request, I can say to you without prophesying that at least 60 to 70% of your prayer requests don't need power. It needs wisdom. It is largely a poor decision problem, or an ignorance problem, are we together, or an incomplete knowledge problem. For instance, someone who says, my landlord hates me, he's been fighting with me, he wants to throw me out of the house, I'm tired of him. Ask the person, how did you approach the landlord? Usually you will find out that he insulted the landlord and said, do your worst. Now the landlord is doing his worst and is complaining. Are you seeing now? Yeah. Because the Bible says a soft answer pacifies wrath. When you are the one who is the victim, most landlords are parents, and I know there are some of them that are interesting people, but generally, that you approach someone and says, you know what, I'm sorry sir, I'm not a careless person, I did this and did this, my mom was sick and I had to take part of it, and let me tell you what steps I'm currently taking. There are some who will not listen, but most will listen. But usually it's those who don't have that are arrogant. Oh, it's just condition that made crawfish bend. You are speaking to the person whose rent you are paying. Are we together? Don't embarrass me in front of my wife. What can you want to bring me shame? You are not paying your bills and you are talking shame. No, you take shame out. You are talking rescue. You should be thinking salvation, not correction from shame. Your carelessness has already put, your children have seen it already. They know you are a careless father. So the issue is to take a step from that point, not to cover shame. Now the landlord says, you know what? I've been looking for an excuse to throw this man. He's not a responsible man. Throw him out of this place. Let me get a good person. Then you run to church and say, I need divine intervention. Now let me tell you what the prophetic does. Because God has anointed us, you can speak and say, in the name of Jesus, let doors be open for you. I tell you what happens. God can pacify the heart of that man to give you some time, or God can touch the heart of someone for the sake of your children to give you the rent. But the problem is that there is a wrong mentality that will receive that answer and not change afterwards. So you will not see that it was an act of God's mercy to give you a chance to learn the way to do it right. Are we together? Usually the people will come to church and say, you know what? The man wanted to cause me shame, but God moved. He took what the enemy meant for evil. And then, an example, please listen. Now that the rent has been paid, rather than saying, Lord, how do I take away this reproach forever? The person will not listen again. He will remain with that mindset till 1 year comes, like 1 week. And then he says, no, I think there's a generational pattern. No, it's a generational thinking. Father transferred a poor thinking to son, so the spirit following that thinking also followed. Generational patterns and generational spirits follow generational mindsets. The generation that will change their mind for good will end the reign of those spirits. Who is learning now? Now, this is the balance with the deliverance ministry. So on the one hand, it's good to cast out demons. I will cast out evil spirits anywhere I see them. But in addition to casting out spirits, there is deliverance through transformation. So the person who is now free from those spirits, you need your understanding recalibrated to see the value of responsibility, to see the value of being proactive, to see the value of speaking right. You don't speak negative talk and all of that and then wonder why you keep receiving the harvest. The Bible says, as far as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. You call your child stupid from zero age. And when the child is now 13, you are seeing a stupid child who comes to you as a harvest. And you are saying, I don't know, I doubt, let's go for DNA test. It's your child. You prophesied that child. 13 years of raining down curses in anger and transferring aggression. That's the harvest before you. How do you change? You begin to sow again. Ask God to cut down that tree and then begin to sow again. Is someone learning now? When the anointing comes, believers learn this. Many of us need miracles. That's the assignment of power. But many of us need solutions that are products of wisdom. Wisdom. Immerse a man in an environment of wisdom and you will find a man who is a true believer with integrity, having abundant supplies to take care of yourself, living a responsible life. Are we together now? And then we rid you of all kinds of superstitious thinking so that you're a responsible citizen of the kingdom and responsible citizen of your nation. That's the assignment of the teaching of God's word. In Africa, we like power a lot, and that's wonderful. Are we together? And sometimes, quite honestly, it's because, like Dr. Gwele taught us, we have both a systemic and a human problem. So sometimes the systemic problem is not our fault. You just need God to step in and help you. Hallelujah. A man who perpetually drinks bad water will most likely be a victim of malaria and all kinds of waterborne diseases. So on one hand, when the person comes to you, are we together? Because compassion must precede knowledge. Compassion must precede knowledge. If you have to release one fruit of the Spirit, are we together? One manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit, it should be love. I better be a loving person, known as a person of love, than a person of knowledge. It is more superior, it is nobler in the Spirit to be called a person of love than a person of power. It is nobler in the Spirit to be called a person of love than a person of knowledge. So I will always, if I have one card to bring to the table, it will be love. Then if I have another chance, knowledge will come. Are we together? Is someone learning? Many believers do not know that what they really need is wisdom. Koinonia, please listen to me. Church in Nigeria, church in Africa, I submit to you by the message of God. I am not unaware of the fact that there are demonic systems that are stationed across, fighting the destinies of men. I agree. But I submit to you that if, in addition to the power of God, we can submit to the wisdom of God. What does the wisdom of God do? Number one, it gives you illumination. It recalibrates your understanding. It helps you to see and approach life from a superior standpoint. A standpoint that leads you to victory, to dignity. Is the reason why you go to regions where you find, with all due respect, a preacher that may not be a manifestor of power to heal and to deliver, but that there is word compliance intelligence. Usually, he will raise mighty men. It's only that maybe they may not be able to correct some of the demonic things that come in. But in terms of raising people of influence and value, you will find the congregation with such people. Versus someone who has power, you will find people falling and rolling, and I'm not being sarcastic. And then you find out that nothing happens. They are poor, no influence, they are struggling, their homes are breaking because it's not a power problem. If you see demons in everything, it's a sign you are not being trained well. At the risk of sounding arrogant, let me repeat myself again. If you see demons in everything, it's a sign you are not being trained well. Let's not over-magnify demons. Wisdom is a principal thing. It can give you an edge in life where you can live with grace. The balance is wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. Power corrects. Power brings in intervention. But wisdom lifts you to a realm. Are we together? Now I'll give you something. Look at this. Let's assume you refuse to fix your car. Your car has been warning you. Look at this. Let me have your attention. For those of you who have cars that can beep all the things that are wrong in the car, you know that most times we ignore it, isn't it? It can tell you it's time for service, the engine oil is getting short. That's wisdom crying. Doth not wisdom cry. One day, on your way traveling, let's say it's raining, the car stops. At that point now, you are in trouble. So they tow your car. That's power. Are we together? Taking your car to a mechanic so that they fix it for you. Power is dragging you and taking you there. But after the whole thing is fixed, and they now pour oil, the wisdom there is that you learn to not let it get to that state again. But most people say, no, once I kick it and it's working, even if the exhaust is dragging on the ground, let's just keep going. I submit to you without playing with your mind that if half the body of Christ submitted to the ministry of wisdom, there are many, many prayer requests we will not have. It's true. Nation building is a product of wisdom first, then power. Power can correct all the ancestral causes, the yokes and the rest, but wisdom puts together a system and a platform that allows people to rise and allows for dignity. Who is learning now? When you build a company, it takes power. But after power comes, it takes wisdom. Arranging your staff, managing everything is a wisdom problem. Are we together? As much as I love the ministry of prayer, if I employ you and you are praying in my office for 3-4 hours during official work, I will not criticize you, but I will sack you. I won't criticize you so that you'll be discouraged, but I will sack you. And I'll do that without thinking twice. Do you know why? Because you are doing the right thing. No, not at the wrong time. Even with the wrong platform. Are we together? Imagine if the person who is to generate light and water to your house is praying from morning during of... Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you get the idea now. I'm not saying prayer is wrong. But imagine if the banker, you go to bank in the morning and you find everywhere locked and the people are just magnifying the name of the Lord. Is that wrong? No. But you need to withdraw your money because you need to pay the bills of your child. Are you seeing the balance now? And sometimes we spiritualize our mistakes and then we say, don't talk to me because it's God. Don't offend God. It's still wrong, sir. It's still wrong. By the message of God, I've seen the value of having a healthy blend of wisdom and power. I've had the honor of traveling to a few nations. And while some of them have rejected the power of God, you can see the beauty of wisdom when it is allowed to speak across a sociology. You see systems that work. People who think right. Even stubborn people are forced to align systemically. There are nations you go, you don't shunt. No matter how stubborn you are, you don't shunt, not because you are a good person. The system has created a way of punishing you if you do so. You shunt, there will be an alert from your bank account. Do it again, an alert. Do it again, an alert. Nobody tells you to not behave well. You see that now? Let me tell you this. I submit to you, believers, our problems are not so much mountains. It is because our rejecting wisdom has so empowered spirits. Satan is amazed at how easy it is for him to cripple the destiny of the average believer. And it has come because of the kinds of teachings we have received. And I say this as a responsible man of God. We must take the blame altogether. When we begin to correct the kinds of teachings that shape our spiritual understanding, we begin to make decisions that honor a superior mindset, then you see results that change. A gentleman who does not believe in diligence, you ask the gentleman, how do you plan to take care of your family? And he says, God will do it. Have you seen people like that? Now, I understand what he means to say. Unfortunately, I know he's lying about that statement. God will do it means God will give somebody the burden of getting up in the morning to work and labor, and out of compassion, this grace called favor that apostle is going to release this night, it will suddenly come on the person, and the person will not have any chance to sleep. He will come to me and say, you know what? You have done your part to give birth to 4 children. I will sponsor them to university. Now, look at that. That is the strategy this man has to run his family. Imagine sitting with his wife and the wife says, my husband, how are we going to take care of our family? I say, God will do it. I just believe there's a destiny helper somewhere. And he will take care of our children to university. And you, my dear wife, he will take care of you. And the wife says, Kai, that's a good strategy. No, that's not a good strategy. Does that mean God cannot do that? But the beauty of it is that there is a wisdom strategy. Value, productivity. Remember what Dr. Gwely taught us? Are we together? From provision to productivity. There are many people who spiritualize laziness. They will not get up, they will not work. You find people calling people, sorry, my wife is going to have CS, and honestly, they said I should bring 400,000, and between me and you, I have only 10,000. Why did she get pregnant then? You are not a child. You are not a minor. You are not underage. You understand the implication. You get what I'm saying now? So it is irresponsibility. Let me tell you this. This is one of the reasons why if God puts you under a teaching priest that loves you and communicates the idea, it is easy to change nations. It is easy to change territories. A major part of the assignment, I submit to you, is not in the hands of government. It's in the hands of preachers. Africa is a spiritual continent and it's a listening continent, meaning the congregation of believers especially largely become victims of the kinds and the quality of teachings that come to them. This was my contemplation. I'm sorry to say this, but there are many pastors, God cannot trust you with certain quality of people, because nobody will be a professor in HR or some kind in organizational leadership will not come and sit down and be watching someone just making a fool of his years of education simply because you have access to the pulpit. You teach in a way that communicates truth. As the person is listening to you, you heard the testimony of that, my precious gentleman. 23 years advising, you know, speaking for presidents and all of that, because he began to listen at age 16. The word of God. My greatest testimony is not raising people from wheelchairs. I tell you, my greatest testimony is not watching crutches and all of that. My greatest testimony is discipling nations, changing the mindset of people. I've taught you here, discipleship is how you raise transformers. You raise the people who transform nations. No nation is transformed by intentions. No. A corrupt politician started as a corrupt student. Started as a corrupt elder brother. A corrupt younger brother. I told you that every national problem is a regional problem that was not solved. Every regional problem was a community problem that was not solved. Every community problem was a family problem that was not solved. the boy starts to bully his younger sister or his elder sister. And everybody, the parents who should take the responsibility don't do anything. He graduates and bullies his classmates. They expel him from the school. Then they lobby him into a mission school, hoping he will change. He now starts corrupting other people. Eventually, sadly for some, manipulate results and he comes out with SSCE. Something he cannot account for. Finds himself in, look at how he's picking all the traits. By the time he becomes a graduate, he has become a wounded person who is ready to be a criminal. Then he uses the same strategy and he wins election. What do you think happens to the person? He will not care about you. He was not trained to care about you. So how do you change new people? Be ye transformed. Are we together? I have the honor by the privilege of God's mercy, and I say that not sounding arrogant. I'm involved in the lives of many people and many families. I have hundreds of people and families that I take care of. Not one of. Not one of. I'm not talking of educational scholarship. Literally, they are living, waking up in the morning, housing, eating, everything you know. Hundreds of them. So I'm not speaking just as a preacher. And I tell you the truth, some of those people, their fathers are alive. By the mercies of God, we've raised the children from primary school till postgraduate. Their fathers are alive. They don't know who is training their children. They don't even know if the children are alive. One day, you will hear that the child, that young boy, has become a governor. And the man will come on social media or anywhere and say, I'm proud of my child. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, I have many dowries to collect. Let me see the person who will come and stop me from collecting it. I will ask, where were you? Man, one uncle from somewhere, you just appear out of nowhere and say you are the oldest uncle. How did I get there? Let me come back to my teacher. Hallelujah. Is someone learning? Shout wisdom. Again, shout wisdom. The beauty of Christianity is that there is a beautiful blend of wisdom and power. When it is power alone, you take away a major dimension of the beauty of Christianity. It's why those who are intelligent, successful, but not saved will not find that idea of Christianity attractive at all. Because it produces blind fanatics who eventually become a nuisance to themselves and to society. But on the other hand, when you chase wisdom, supposedly, and ignore power, everything can be right. And one day you get up in the morning and your leg cannot move again. Welcome to the world of spirits. A demon spirit has visited you. The system was right, but demons are still alive. So you need that dual dimension. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, whether it is wisdom that is lacking in your life, or power that is lacking in your life, or both, my God, your God will be supplementing every missing dimension. Shout a loud amen. Shout a loud amen. Shout a loud amen. Look at me. How many of you know and don't find it funny what I'm telling you? You can literally earn a living practicing the law of honor. Literally, you can earn a living practicing the law of honor. That you did not have the privilege of having a job, not to run a business, but that you are someone who communicates honor. Someone can pick you up and say, come and become an aide. I'm not looking for a graduate. I'm looking for someone who understands honor. You will not make me lose $1 million in business deals because of bad behavior. Honor. There are people today, it's not necessarily their certificates that gave them a job. It's that they have such a blend of good behavior. You don't want to lose them. You will pay any amount to keep them. But there are people who are gifted and they are rebels. You don't trust them. You don't want them to be around you because they can betray everything good in your life. They don't have regard for the years of building things. They can destroy it in one moment. Is someone learning? Say honor. Just for instance, the honor, the courtesy of greeting people. Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma. Oh, gentleman, you look like a responsible man. Glory be to God. Where are you? What do you do, sir? I don't have any job, but I'm trusting God to do. Oh, really? Come and see me tomorrow. And that's it. Tell me about you. Okay, this, I'm a graduate. There's no job. Are you sure? Are you diligent? And the person can get a job immediately. 500,000, 1 million. Good behavior. But you find another arrogant person. Just because the man did not appear as a rich man. He says, come here. Say, for what? And put his hand in his pocket. Say, okay, you can go. You just reveal to me that I'm attracting trouble. You can go. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. This is the final miracle service. You see how God is helping. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I decree and I declare over your life. Every trap you are in now in life, that lack of wisdom brought you, I pray for you by mercy. Come out of it now. Come out of it now. Open your mouth in 1 minute and begin to pray in the spirit. Father, I need wisdom in my life. I need wisdom in my life. I need wisdom in my life. Go ahead and pray. I need wisdom in my life. Let the spirit of wisdom rest on me. Let the spirit of wisdom rest on me. Shabrakate balakata. Time for things to work in my life. Time for things to move in my life. Are you praying? Open your mouth and pray. Hallelujah. Say wisdom. Shout it. Say wisdom. Say power. Again, say wisdom. Say power. So Jesus will heal the sick and then he will tell him, go and sin no more. Are we together? Wisdom. I tell you this. Please sit down. One of the major areas where people have had struggles, and I want you to please pay attention, is in the area of finances. Finances. I thought we'll be able to do one more financial series before the end of the year, but we have only two more Sundays. Our final service will be on the 14th. And then we'll be on break for 1 month to allow everyone go and rest and connect with families and have their time of retreat and so on and so forth. I'll announce that one next week. But it's sad. Maybe you pray that God should talk to me so that next week I can say something. This finance thing, in your lifetime you will conquer it. If you like, say amen. If you like, don't say amen. I say to you, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will conquer it. Please sit down. Let me tell you this. Please look at me. Those following online and those following here. If God can help you to solve your financial problems, I tell you sincerely, more than 70% of your concerns will go away. Don't mind those who argue it and say it doesn't matter. It does. It does, sir. It does. Your rent, it does. The well-being of your children, it does. Some of you right now, the bills that are on your neck, you are trying to hear what I'm saying, but alerts are coming as warning. Tomorrow, pay or go to jail. Come on now. That's not a good life. Let's start with power before wisdom comes. In the name of Jesus, let there be divine intervention for you. Let there be divine intervention for you. May God raise help for you. Even if you were careless, because God brought you here tonight, I declare mercy, 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 mercy. Please be seated. Please be seated. Even if not for yourself, think of your children. Think of your parents. Think of the gospel. Hallelujah. by the grace of God and to the glory and the honor of Jesus Christ, we have finished the General Assembly. It cost us so much to host it, but by the mercy of God, we don't owe anybody. Zero debt. Zero debt. Zero debt. There's no point coming to manipulate you to say, okay, you know what? Come. No, 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 no. One of the reasons why I can preach the way I'm preaching now is because I don't hold any secret meeting with anyone. Saying, please come. You see, we're considering. No, 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 no. No. By the grace of God. Now, my question is, do you believe you can enter that realm? That's the question. I'm not asking you your background. I'm not asking what your father left for you. No. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you. I pray for you. The anointing and the grace that will bail you out and help you to live a life of dignity. Receive it now. Receive it now. You are tempting me to teach on finances next week. Honestly. You are tempting me to teach. It's like we should do this thing one more time. This is a miracle service tonight, but as I just felt a well of compassion. Some of you have learnt about finances, but with all due respect, you have learnt it wrong and you have learnt nonsense. The proof is that it's not working. It just puts you in bondage, but there is a way out. Will you listen? So we'll do finances next week. Hallelujah. And I'm saying this to, please, believers, I may not know everything. I may not know everything. There are people who are veterans, but please, I want you to connect next week with an open heart. Out of the little God has helped to see, let's be able to share and help one another. There is a way out of this thing. With dignity. With dignity. Let me tell you this. There are some messages you cannot preach if you have soiled your hands. Especially when you are a public figure. They will come against you big time. You saw the EFCC chairman just left now. If your hand is not right, you can... Let me tell you this. My God will bless you and you will not need to bend your head. You will not need to hide from anybody. Don't think everybody you see blessed is corrupt. Don't think everybody you see has joined some fraternity or whatever it is. God is the lifter of men. He lifts men by giving you wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. Can I ask you to pray it one more time? Lift your voice and pray. Wisdom and power. Wisdom and power. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Holy Ghost power, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Hallelujah. Now look up, please. Let me rebuke curses that relate to finances and the spirit of inheritance. I'm not done with my teaching, but some of you right now, there are spirits and there are patterns of poverty. You have seen it in your family. Whether you are hardworking or not, it doesn't add up anything. The only way you survive is by struggling. And some of you, because of that, it has made you compromise across many things because you have to eat. I pray for you. Every demonic spirit, every satanic operation, the spirit of poverty, the influence of lack and want and poverty, I decree, be delivered from it now. 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 I break you free from that spirit now. Please be seated. Please be seated. Hallelujah. You see me stressing things like this. Please lend me your attention. It is because the Holy Ghost is setting someone free. You see, the church, please look up. The church works like a hospital. Lend me your imagination for one moment. If you go to a general hospital, there are many units, there are many departments, and there are many sections. Am I right on that? There's the bone section, section for children, you know, accident and emergency wards. There are the pharmaceuticals. There's the lab where they do all the tests. There's even the place for accounting where you make payments, all within the hospital. Am I right on that? So you find hundreds and thousands of people entering the main gate of the hospital. That's like how it is when you come to church. But you see, when you come, the needs are different. For someone, their purpose of coming into the hospital is to treat something with their child's bone. They will go to the section for bones. For someone, they are entering the hospital because something is wrong with their eye. Are we together? You may find five people going through surgery. For one, it may be maybe a cyst that they are trying to remove. For another person, they are correcting glaucoma or cataract or whatever it is. For someone, he may not even be sick. He just came as a general checkup for his vitals. For another person, he may even be in that hospital just to support. He didn't come for anything. He just came to give support as a missionary or whatever it is, some foundation. That's how it is in church. So you may find everybody flock in and sit down, but there are many needs. For someone, this area of finances, that's the only area Satan has cheated you. If it's character, you have it. If it's love for Jesus, you have it. For someone else, finances may not be your problem, but there is widespread witchcraft in your family. Untimely death. Especially when people rise, they just fall down. There are others. Yours is spiritual laxity. You don't love the Lord. You don't have passion for spiritual things. Others, you have zeal, but you were not so mentored well before now. And there are gaps in your knowledge. What you need is beyond a manifestation of power. You need to immerse yourself through a series of teachings that begin to correct your mindset. There are others, the truth is that you have learned well, but what you need is the empowerment to demonstrate the things that you... So when you find thousands of people come to the house of God, the man of God who is under the influence of the Spirit of God begins to teach, and eventually you see the Holy Spirit navigating you to stay across certain thoughts. It's because he's ministering to the needs of the people. Are we together now? I don't know why God brought this issue of finances, but in the name of Jesus, I'm saying it again before we continue. For someone, the weeks remaining before 2025 is done, honestly, I pray for you from the depth of my heart. The God of signs and wonders will step in and shock you. The God of signs and wonders will step in and surprise you.
Come and manifest your power. Come and show forth your power. Oh God of signs and wonders, Savior, Redeemer, come and manifest your power. Dideo, Dideo.
Oh God of signs,
oh God of signs and wonders, Savior, Redeemer, come and manifest your power. Dideo, Dideo.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. For someone after this service tonight, you will be a living carrier of the favor of God. There is nowhere you will not be able to access. Provided it is needed for your destiny. I'm telling you, I release that grace upon you by favor. You will access the high and mighty by the Spirit of grace. You will look ordinary, but the grace on you will so push you forward. Please be seated. Please be seated. Help those under the anointing. Please be seated. Now, very quickly, let me do one recap as the Lord placed on my heart, and then I'll begin to minister. I was burdened to remind you in this final miracle service as to why many people do not receive from God. That in spite of the fact that His presence is palpable in the midst of His people, in spite of the fact that His wisdom is available, are we together? Through the communication of Scripture and through the prophetic to provide strategic solutions, in spite of the fact that His power is available to save, to heal, to deliver, to restore, many people finish a powerful service like this without any trace of a divine visitation. And I want to remind you very quickly, number one, why many do not receive when they come to God. Reason number one, a lack of defined expectation. A lack of defined expectation. The first reason why people do not receive from God, in spite of the presence of God, in spite of the power of God, lack of a defined expectation. So they come to God, but they do not have a defined expectation. It's the reason why we help to prime your expectation by asking you to pen down your requests. Because in writing them, it comes to your consciousness afresh. The things and the areas where you desire visitations. Lack of defined expectation. Hallelujah. Number two, lack of sensitivity. The second reason why people do not receive from God is lack of sensitivity. Their word comes, but they are not sensitive to receive it. For instance, someone who may have come trusting God for intervention in the area of finances, the last 10 minutes was your word, if you had the discernment. I may not always talk about finances for the remaining part of the service, but God just digressed us so that your word could come. But maybe you were caught up laughing and joining in the smiles, and you did not discern that through that digression, it was your prophetic word. In Luke 19:44, a popular scripture talks about Jesus weeping over Jerusalem because they did not know their time of visitation. Because thou knowest not the time of your visitation. It says, thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time. The time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. It says, ask for rain in the time of the latter rain. There is a time for it. You must know the time of your visitation. And you must be sensitive for the remaining part of the service. Number three, the third reason why people do not receive is lack of faith. Lack of faith. Lack of faith. They do not truly believe that God can step in over their situations, either because of how long that situation has been or because of how great and mighty the situation is in their eyes. Many people do not believe God can step in for them. Sometimes people send me text messages and say, Apostle, I can't sleep. I feel like committing suicide. And, you know, a few times I respond. I say, what's the issue of concern? And they say, Apostle, right now as it stands, my wife is sick or I am sick. I've been diagnosed with this and that. And I've done everything I know to do. I don't want to die. That looks like a mountain. But I want you to know that God, remember I started by saying God is a supernatural God. Honestly speaking, ladies and gentlemen, or gentlemen, find a way of believing tonight that God is able to do great and mighty things in your life. Do you believe that? Say, I believe in Jesus. Shout it, say, I believe in Jesus. I believe His power, and it will work in my life. Lack of faith. The Bible says, I believe that is Matthew 13:58. Give it to us, please. Matthew chapter 13. Jesus went to his city, and the Bible says he did not do many mighty works there. And the reason was not a bankruptcy of power. It was because of their unbelief. Tonight, your unbelief will not shortchange God's power in your life. Shout, I believe. Shout it again. Say, I believe. Say it again, I believe. You are the one who knows what you are believing God for. Some of you are believing God for seemingly impossible situations, but God is able. God is able. Again, say, I believe. That God can step in and use the remaining. Today is the last day of November. So practically we have about 31 days to the end of this year. Do you believe 31 days is enough for a mighty miracle? If you don't believe it, it means you don't know God. This God, I've seen God change the lives of people in 1 hour. I've seen God change the lives of people. Ladies and gentlemen, it was not a parable that in 24 hours God changed the life of Joseph. Is that in your Bible? In 24 hours, God elevated the 3 Hebrew boys who would not bow, and they were promoted and exalted. Is it not in your Bible? I don't know about you, but I've come to a point where my faith reaches out to you. I believe your word for me today. My faith, it reaches out to you. I believe your word for me today. My faith reaches out to you. I believe your word for me today. Was an old song we used to sing back in Zaria. I believe him. If God says I'm lifting you before December, my answer is amen. If God says I'm changing the story of your family before December, my answer is amen. If God says you will come out of that sick bed before the year is ended, my answer is amen. If God says your drunk child, your child suffering addiction will be born again, restored before December, my answer is amen. If God says you will collide with the anointing of your destiny, my answer is amen. For someone right now, November, you don't have anyone to marry you, but by December 31st, you will be surprised that a ring will be on your finger. I'm telling you, my faith, it reaches out to you. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God is speaking to me to tell somebody, you are owing a lot of money. Whether you're a woman or you're a man, you are owing a lot of money. You need a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you. That axe head that has gone down by the power that raised Christ from the dead, may God intervene over your matter. Say, I believe. Shake away unbelief. Say, I believe. I know you came here holding the report. The fibroid is there. The breast lump is there. The pain is there. The lumbar problem is there. But still shout, I believe. Yes. Lord, I believe.
Lord, I believe. I believe. I believe. Lord, I believe.
I'm stirring up your faith tonight.
Lord, I believe.
I believe.
I believe. I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
For someone, while you are here tonight, the Lord is moving the helper of your destiny. Your name has come before the right people. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, because your name has gotten to the right table. What happened to Joseph, may it happen to you. I speak prophetically. What happened to Joseph before Pharaoh, may it happen to you. What happened to Joseph, may it happen to you. That the king sent for Joseph and they brought him out of his dungeon. The man to send for you, to bring you out of where you are, I command that they send for you speedily. Despise not prophesying. You are receiving something that will shock you. Despise not prophesying. Many years ago, someone prophesied to me and said, you will be an unusual man of God. You will stand before kings and you will stand before great people. And the man, I remember, he told me, he said, study Billy Graham. He was an evangelist, but he was an unusual one. He was an advisor to kings. I received that word. I prayed it. And today that word has come to pass in a measure. Despise not prophesying. Many of you are used to prophetic words not coming to pass. Don't generalize it. I'm saying it to you again. In the name of Jesus, the testimony of liftings, let it be yours right now. The testimony of restorations, let it be yours right now. The testimonies of breakthrough, let it be yours right now. The testimony of help, let it be yours right now. Marvelously helped by God. Please be seated. Please be seated. So number one, why many people do not receive? Lack of a defined expectation. Number two, lack of sensitivity. Number three, the absence or lack of faith. Number four, dishonor to prophetic instructions. Please listen. The fourth reason why people do not receive, even in a prophetic service like this, lack dishonor to prophetic instructions, either through disobedience or through familiarity. If it be thou, bid me come. And he said, come. Lack dishonor to prophetic instructions. John 2:5, John 2:10 and 11. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. This was a counsel that Mary, the mother of Jesus, told the disciples. Said, whatever he tells you to do, do. And when they did what Jesus asked them to do, there was a miracle. 10 and 11. The Bible says, give it to us. John 2:10 and 11. The rulers commended and they said, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worst. But you have kept the good until now. Because they did what Jesus asked them to do. 11 ends by saying, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and the disciples believed on him. Obedience to prophetic instructions. When you dishonor prophetic instructions, you pay a very huge price, including aborting your miracles. Matthew 13. 54 and we end at 58. I read the last portion earlier on that when Jesus came to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, in so much that they were astonished and said, when had this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is it not the carpenter's son? Now you look at what they were thinking. They saw the mighty works and then they were offended. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not this his mother Mary and his brethren James and Joseph, Simon and Judas? The Bible says, and these are his sisters. Are they not all with us? When had this man gotten all these things? And the Bible says they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. Verse 58. And he did not do many mighty works. Why? Because of their unbelief. Don't despise prophesying. Hallelujah. Prophetic instructions are a major channel through which the miraculous and the supernatural flows to your direction. When you dishonor prophetic instructions, you lose a chance to see the sent word manifest in your life. Shortly, you are going to be receiving a number of instructions. It could be to shout. It could be to lay your hands where you are sick and hurting. It could be to touch and agree with someone. Are we together? It could be to repeat certain prayers. The goal is not to take away your intelligence. The idea of guiding you prophetically is not to turn you into a spiritual zombie where you just do anything you are asked to do. No, you have the Spirit of God. You can discern when it is ungodly, when it is immature, and when it is not a communication that came from the Spirit. But when you trust the vessel leading you to receiving your miracle, then you also trust the prophetic instruction. Sometimes it may be an unusual instruction, like Jesus at the pool of Siloam spat on the ground and rubbed it in the eye of a man. I wouldn't do that for you, but I'm just saying it can go that far when it has to do with spirit intelligence. But then you know that this is not for your destruction. Are we together? The prophetic instructions that will be coming, please believe them and engage them maximally. They are the channels, major channels, through which your miracle will arrive your destination. I'll give you the final key. Dishonor to prophetic instructions, the fourth reason why many do not receive. Number 5, refusal to acknowledge and glorify God through thanksgiving and testimonies. The fifth reason why people either do not receive their miracles or in fact lose their miracles is the refusal to acknowledge and glorify God through thanksgiving and testimonies. I think it should be Psalm 22:22. Please give it to us. 22:22, Psalms. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise you. You know why sometimes if we have the time, we call on people who have been healed or had encounters or had deliverances to stand and give their testimonies? We don't just do that to let you trust the man of God. No. We do that because number one, it brings glory to the name of the Lord. But number two, it seals the miracles that have come to the people, particularly healing and deliverance. So when we call for people to come give their testimonies, is beyond just making a show of them. It gives you an opportunity to come and testify. This is what the Lord has done. I've been healed. His power has touched me. I came under the anointing, and this is what God has done. And then, of course, the testimony of Jesus, the Bible says, is the spirit of prophecy. Meaning, as people hear you testify of what the word has done in your life, it's able to replicate itself in their life because testimonies are prophetic. The refusal to acknowledge and glorify God. When I came up stage here, the first thing I said was glory to God, and it must be your culture. Learn to glorify God and learn to give thanks. Learn to give thanks. We sing glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. I sing glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. It's important to give God glory so that which has come for you as a blessing does not become a curse. The refusal to acknowledge and to glorify God through thanksgiving and testimonies. I tell you this, as simple as this point is, it's a major reason why people do not receive or do not retain their miracles. There were 10 lepers. Remember the story? 10 lepers. Jesus was passing and he saw them and they cried unto him. He said, go and show yourself to the priests. And the Bible says, as they went, they suddenly noticed that the leprosy had gone and they were cleansed, the Bible says, but they were not made whole. They were cleansed, but they were not made whole. The Bible says, one, upon seeing that he was cleansed, he returned back. This is the ratio of people who receive versus the ratio of those who are grateful. 9 to 1. 9. All 10 received, but only one person returned back. The Bible says, and with a loud voice, not quietly, oh, I will do it later on. With a loud voice, he returned glorifying God. The same thing happened to the man in Acts chapter 3. The Bible says, when the man stood up, he was jumping and leaping and praising God. Walking, jumping, leaping, praising God. Jesus now met the one leper who came and said, were they not 10 of you or 9 of you? How come you are the only one who has come to me? Were there not 9? Where are they? And verse 18 of Luke 17. Verse 18. It says, and there were found none that returned to give glory save this stranger. What was his blessing for testifying? And he said, arise, go your way. Your faith expressed in thanksgiving and gratitude has made you whole. 9 were cleansed, but only one was whole. Meaning if you saw the 9, you would still know they were once leprous. But the 10th person received the same miracle that Naaman received. Not just the miracle of healing, but the miracle of cleansing. His hands, a creative miracle happened. You would never know he were once leprous. I have learned as a principle to give God thanks for what he did yesterday, for what he is doing now, and prophetically by faith for what he's doing tomorrow. In my mind and in my world, I'm already celebrating him for 2026, because I know for sure it will be by far greater than this year. Regardless the mighty things God did. First, I know I will not die. Not out of fear, but that is my confidence. So I already give thanks. Number 2, I know according to Proverbs 4:18 that 2026 will be by far greater than 2025. My goodness, God did humbling things this year in my life and in this ministry. But compared to where we're going, this one is darkness. Someone, as you are seated, can you prophetically for December and 2026 just lift your hands and begin to say thank you? Not for today, for December, for 2026. The one you've helped has come to worship you. The one you've helped has come to worship you. The one you've helped worship you. Someone give him thanks for 1 minute. You are not wasting your time. Yabo, Yabo, Kai Kadei Kai Sayabo. Play the strings for me. Yabo, Yabo, Kai Kadei Kai Sayabo, Yabo, Yabo. I'm giving God thanks my own way. for the mighty things you are about to do.
Kai kanai kai sayabo yabo yabo kai kanai kai sayabo.
Father, we want to say thank you. We want to give you all the thanks and all the glory for the things you have done, for the things you are doing, and for the things you will yet do. We thank you for December, because it will be the best month of this year. We thank you for 2026, because there will not be any year in our lives that would look like what you are about to do. In the name of Jesus. Now, for the next 1 minute, I'd like you to both ask and thank God for that which he must do in your life this moment. I'm about to go into the ministration. Lift your voice. If you don't have anything to ask, give him thanks. Give him thanks. But if you have something to ask, don't keep quiet. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Go ahead and pray. Please go ahead and pray. If it's healing, here's your chance to cry unto the great God, the healer. Shabalada bakata, inside, outside, all the overflows. Give him thanks. Give him praise.
Yabo, yabo. Kai kane kai sayabo, yabo, yabo.
1 minute, just you and your King and your Maker.
Yabo, yabo. Kai kane kai sayabo, yabo.
For the healings tonight, for the miracles tonight, for the breakthroughs, for the testimonies, for the destinies about to be delivered.
Yabo, yabo.
You have not called the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. You have brought us to open up doors for us. You have brought us to lift us. You have brought us to encounter graces in their variety. You have brought us to set us free from any and all oppressions of darkness. You have brought us to experience your healing power. Many are connected across the globe, and the wave of God's glory and healing and power is about to rest upon you, about to rest upon you, about to rest upon you, that you will never be the same. This will be your miracle service.
Yabo. Kai kane kai sayabo. Yabo, yabo.
1 minute.
Kai kare kai sayabo, yabo. Na bak
A few more seconds. I feel the power of God strong, just coming in like waves and waves in this room. I don't know why God has chosen the path of thanksgiving. You're using thanksgiving literally to draw forth miracles tonight. Some of you, while giving thanks, you find out the pain is gone. Gone. Hallelujah. Kashina Kamuna Sir King Aljanna Yanana Kashina Kamuna Yanana Kashina Sir King Aljanna Yanana Just had that song in my spirit. Sir King Sarakuna. Sir King Sarakuna. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to do something prophetic. Dave, get me one of these, your ladies. No, I want you to sing that P. Daniel song. No, just a moment. Look for one of these ladies. Maybe blessing or one of those ladies. Give them, the hand of God is upon me. Gives me speed. Give her the mic. Now listen, please. We're starting tonight with an impartation before I pray for the sick. Let her raise, you can, right where she is, she can raise a song. Once she raises that song, I want you to open up your heart and receive it. An impartation of grace. I'm just ministering as God is putting that song. The hand of God is coming on someone, a man of God, a businessman. I don't know why God is just exploring the languages in Nigeria here, moving from north to south to east. Why he's doing that, I do not know. Go ahead, darling. Three, and you will shout the name Jesus. This is not deliverance. This is an impartation. Mighty impartation. Please, as many as you can bring out very quickly. This grace you see will answer to many of you in very mighty ways. Is the grace for greater works. The grace that will come upon you. You will see results and testimonies from your life. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you will shout the name Jesus. One, two, three, shout Jesus. Take that grace. Take that grace. Mighty works. take that grace. Mighty works. Mighty works. The anointing. Mighty works. Mighty works. You may be small. Bring them out. But mighty works I impart upon you. Male and female. For your family. I impart upon you. The grace. The unction. Mighty works. In ministry. Mighty works. In business. Mighty works. In your family. Mighty works. Mighty works. Mighty works. Bring them out. Mighty works. Sing it one more time. Shabrakata brandaka parakata brakata. Of you, by this impartation, your mind begins to function at an extraordinary dimension. The way you think, the way you see things, your sight will be altered. You will begin to see things from an eagle standpoint. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grace. 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 I decree and declare gifts of the Spirit in their diversity, in their variety, the gifts of the Spirit, let it begin to fall on men like rain. The gifts of the Spirit, prophetic gifts, vocal gifts, power gifts, I impart it upon you right now. 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 I decree and declare over all of you who are here outside, the overflows everywhere else, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I decree and declare this impartation you have received, let it begin to speak evidently in your life. It will not just be that you came under the power and got up. It will begin to speak evidently. Mighty works through your hands. Mighty testimonies through your hands. In word and in deed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Please, you can return back to your seat. Do me a favor. Please place your hand on your chest. I want to minister deliverance right now. We have to hurry. Place your hand. Those who are under the anointing, you can still leave them there. Place your hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and then holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. All kinds of demonic dreams, satanic assaults, anti-destiny spirits, anti-destiny yokes and covenants, tying down men, tying down families, tying down marriages, tying down destinies. Mighty evangelists behaving like madmen in gatherings. Mighty warriors. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to prompt you by the count 1, 2, 3. And afterwards you will shout Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over your people, inside, outside, all the overflows, all the viewing centers across the nations of the earth, watching by television, in hospitals, in homes, following through the social media platform. Many are under the oppressive power of Satan. But the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and began with power, and he went about doing good, healing all they that were oppressed of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I pray that as your people shout that name Jesus, every oppression, territorial spirits, anti-marital spirits, spirits that fight fruitfulness, manipulators of dreams, manipulators of health, manipulators of breakthrough, manipulators of destiny, familiar spirits, make parantos kiata, that at the sound of hallelujah and the sound of Jesus, they go forever. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Go right now. I command those spirits. We halal Yeshua. Bring them out quickly. Bring them out. I decree and declare every devil, every spirit, every curse, every yoke, be gone now. Be gone now. Be gone now. Bring them out. The horses and its riders has been thrown into the sea. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and its riders have been thrown into the sea. I will sing unto my God, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horses and its riders have been thrown into the sea. Every planting, I'm still ministering deliverance. Things are about to leave people's bodies right now. That's what the Lord is telling me. Moving objects, things that move around your body, sometimes you feel them physically. I decree and declare right now, every stranger roaming around your body that came there by covenant, that came there by orchestrations of witchcraft, I pray for you, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, be delivered now. Bring them out. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Objects around your body. I don't know why I'm hearing this. Moving objects. Objects that move strangely in people's bodies, inconveniencing and discomforting them. Be set free now in the name of Jesus. Be set free right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirits of delay. This one, something is coming on someone. Spirit, I don't know who. Bring them out. Spirits of delay. This is a covenant from ancestry. It happened like that. Even before you were born. Nobody makes progress. They repeat classes in school. They have to repeat things to prosper. I decree by fire, I curse that spirit forever. 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 Every altar powering the spirit of delay, speaking over your destiny, we set it on fire now. We set it on fire now. We set it on fire now. Spirits of delay. Spirits of delay. Tying down young men. Tying down young women. Tying down families. Tying down destinies. I'm still praying over the spirit of delay. Your family members may not be here, but because you are here, you are standing to represent them. I pray for you. Any altar in your family, that has tied down destinies, I'm destroying family altars right now. We set those altars on fire. 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 Hallelujah. The Lord is asking me to rebuke the spirit of insanity. There is a family. You have people. They've even told you that there's a pattern medically. You have a trace of mad people. Sometimes people just begin to behave. I don't know the medical name now, but mad people, they start behaving like there's some psychosis, something is wrong with them. Either they start hallucinating or they start behaving until they take them to the hospital and treat them. I pray, I don't know which family that is, but right now, bring them out. I'm praying by the fire of the Holy Ghost, any covenant powering insanity, powering madness in any family, let that siege be broken now. Please pay attention. I'm ministering prophetically. The spirit of indebtedness. You are always owing. You saw your father that way. You saw your mother that way. They were never free from debt. Right now, that spirit has caught up with you. No matter how diligent you are owing personal debt, corporate debt. I want to set you free by the Spirit of God. Malanta sabadagadabagataba. Krakata baratosiata. I'm seeing fire falling on people's hands. People's hands. The Lord is setting people free from the yoke and the curse of indebtedness. Help that gentleman. I'm seeing fire fall on people's hands. I pray for you. Every covenant of begging and borrowing, every curse of begging and borrowing, every curse of indebtedness that overrides your hard work, overrides your diligence, and traps you in indebtedness, right now in the name of Jesus, be set free forever. Be set free forever. Be set free forever. Now open your mouth and say, Father. Again, say, Father. In the name of Jesus, I declare liberty for me, for my family, for my spouse, for my children. Liberty from altars. Liberty from negative covenants. Liberty from negative patterns. Open your mouth and pray. Liberty. Open your mouth and pray. Liberty from altars. Liberty from patterns. Liberty from negative covenants. Every tree that has not been planted by my Father shall be uprooted, must be uprooted. Someone pray, liberty. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. I declare liberty, free from yokes, free from curses, free from ordinances. Come on now, pray. Pray, pray, open your mouth and pray. Liberty from yokes. Liberty. In Jesus' name. Say, Father. Shout it again. Say, Father. By the blood of the eternal covenant, I cut myself away from the spirits of inheritance, from foundations connected to my lineage. I declare that I am saved, I am born again. Therefore, the covenants of my fathers, of my lineage, has no power over me. I am free forever. Open your mouth and pray. Born again. Pray. 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 Born again. A child of God, free. Spirits of untimely death. Spirit that manipulate marriages to not work. spirits of unfruitfulness, spirits of irresponsibility, terminal diseases. Come on now, 1 minute. You are praying. It's your miracle service. You're making your bargain with destiny. Hallelujah. Say, Father. Again, say, Father. Every covering cast on my face, fighting my glory, fighting my influence, fighting my visibility, by the power that is in the blood, I declare that veil, that covering cast, be torn right now. Open your mouth and pray. Every covering cast on your face, hindering visibility, hindering vision, please pray. Babakata pradakata pranaka parakatos pranta ta pranta ka parato ka praskata balaka praskate sapranta ka parakata praskata bakata pres telem praskata bakata prakata. Every covering cast, we bind you, we cast you, we bind you. In Jesus' name, say, Father. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I advance, I break barriers, I go forward and forward and forward. Say it again, say, Father, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I advance, I go forward and forward and forward. Open your mouth and pray. No going back, no going back. The spirit of retrogression, the spirit of backwardness, one step forward, 10 steps backward. I bind you, I cast you, I go forward in ministry, I go forward in destiny. Final prayer. Say, Father, every garment of shame. Say it again, Father, every garment of shame, every garment of reproach over my life, over my family, over the works of my hands, every garment mocking my testimony, may that garment be removed now. Open your mouth and pray. Please pray. Be serious. Pray. Every garment of shame mocking your testimony. You are alive, but you are wearing grave clothes like Lazarus. We lose you and let you go. Garment of shame, be removed. Be removed. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Now listen, we are going to do this very fast. I want to pray for the sick. Many have come sick. I don't want to end tonight without praying for the sick. All of you who have been delivered, please return to your seat rejoicing. I'm going to pray for the sick. And listen, we are going to do this very fast. We just have about 10 minutes to minister to the sick, because I really want to take time and pray over the requests I don't want to rush praying for the requests. The requests are serious, and I want to pray over them and speak over your life. Prophecy is powerful. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you an instruction. Please listen. Outside, inside. I'm going to give you an instruction. Some of you have already been touched by the power of God. I'm going to minister to the sick right now, and then I'll give you an instruction. When I give you that instruction, here's what I want you to do. When you obey that instruction, the power of God will flow like a river and touch you right where you are hurting. That includes those who are following across the nations of the earth and those who are connected in hospitals. And I'm going to give 5 minutes, only 5 minutes, for those who have been touched by the power of God and you desire to testify. Once I prompt you, whether you are in any of the overflows or outside or online, I request that you leave your seat very quickly once I give the time. For those of you who are already healed or touched now, don't come out yet until I make the prompt. You can come to my left or to my right. Let's take, even if it's 3 testimonies, to glorify Jesus. And while we're about taking the testimonies, then we'll collate the prayer requests. Hallelujah. But for the moment, please, you can stand in for yourself, and then you can stand in for your loved ones. I was so touched last month's miracle service. A woman sent me a text and said, "Apostle, you didn't have time to minister to those who were sick." He said, "We're gathered, you know, at a clinic, and we're hoping and trusting you would pray. We had encouraged some people and build their faith." They were nurses. I was so touched. And that's what is moving me to do this right now. There are people who connect from hospitals, connect from homes. There are cancer patients following right now, HIV patients, patients with all kinds of conditions. I want to pray for you right now. Praise God. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Send us help. Hosanna, eh. The nations will sing your praise. Hosanna, creation will shout your praise. Oh, oh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. Hosanna, eh. The nations will sing your praise. Hosanna, eh. Creation will shout your praise. You are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. Lord Most High, worthy to be praised. Lay your hands right now where you are trusting God for a miracle. For yourself or for your loved one. Now, if you came with someone who is sick, whether they understand what you are saying or not, you can help release their faith. If it's someone who cannot walk or cannot talk or cannot see or cannot hear, or someone who is connected, I see people connecting sick ones with their phones, or you are following online, you are in a hospital. Those of you who are connected from hospitals, if they do allow you, you can put it on a loudspeaker. Let the patients hear. I'm about to minister the power of God right now. The healing power of God responds to the spoken word, the hearing ear, the believing heart, and the response of faith. That's how it works. the spoken word rests on a hearing ear down to a believing and a receiving heart. And then one who takes the steps of faith. Once that equation is complete, the power of God flows. I say it again. The spoken word or the sent word, it comes through a hearing ear and rests upon a believing and a receiving heart. And then the individual who is able to take steps of faith as instructed prophetically, there's no limit to the power of God if and when that equation is complete. And that's what I want you to listen and do now. The word is about to come. Let it come through a hearing ear. And then let it rest upon a believing and a receiving heart. And then you take steps of faith. And the rest will be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Now I pray for you. Hands laid at any part of your body that ails you. And if it's a part of your body you are not able to touch, just make contact with your chest. If you are standing in for your loved ones, you can do same. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over your precious people here on ground and across the nations of the earth connected. I decree and I declare by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, every spirit that is back of diseases, every spirit that is back of infirmities, every spirit that is back of bodily discomforts, in the name that is above all names, I bind and I cast that spirit in Jesus' name. I bind and I cast that spirit in Jesus' name. I declare, let God's people go now. Let God's people go now. Your reign and your legitimacy over their bodies, that legal right is hereby broken. Now I declare, be healed in Jesus' name. Blood conditions, be healed in Jesus' name. Migraine headaches, be healed in Jesus' name. Bone conditions, be healed in Jesus' name. You came here and you couldn't walk, begin to walk in Jesus' name. You came here deaf and dumb, begin to hear and speak in Jesus' name. You came here having back pain, be healed now. Chest pain, be healed now. Ulcers, be healed now. Growths, disappear now. Swellings, go down now. Palpitations, be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Mental problems, be healed now. Speech impediments, be healed now. Every kind of challenge with children, be healed now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heaviness in the body is being healed right now. In the name of Jesus. Severe pain around the right breast, I declare healing right now. Severe pain around the right breast, be healed now. And send someone the right part of your molars, just the right part, the Lord is healing you right now. In Jesus' name. You've been having breathing problems. Looks like COVID, but you don't have COVID. But you have a problem. You are gasping for breath, almost like insufficient oxygen. The power of God is touching you right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. There's someone you're experiencing unusual hair loss, like that which happens to a patient undergoing chemotherapy. I declare healing for you right now. Healing for you right now. I'm seeing a dear sister, you have suffered the issue of blood. This has been a very severe issue. You were told something about, you know, age. You know, just something the doctor said, from what I'm hearing, maybe about getting into extension in your age that is causing some growth that is leading to that building, that bleeding. In the name of Jesus, regardless what the doctors have said, be healed now. You have a severe pain around your right kneecap. Your right kneecap, be healed now. Hearing problems, be healed now. Chewing problems, you're not able to use your teeth to chew. Especially if you take cold water, you feel a shocking sensation. be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Now, whether I mention your case or not, in the name of Jesus, as you are laying your hands, I declare, do what you couldn't do in Jesus' name. Do what you are not able to do in Jesus' name. If you are not able to bend, bend now. If you are not able to see, see now. If you are not able to hear, hear now. You are not able to move your body, move it now. You are not able to lift your limbs now. High blood pressure goes down now. Low blood pressure normalizes now. HIV be healed now. Organ failures jack back to life now. Your left eye, you're not able to see very well with your left eye. It's cruciating pain. Sometimes you begin to tear like someone who is crying. Severe tears come out of your left eye. The power of God is touching you right now. Shout a believing amen. The power of God is touching you right now. The Lord is showing me a woman. You've had multiple miscarriages. What we call an ectopic pregnancy. You've had at least 4 or 5 from what I'm hearing. And the Lord is telling me to prophesy to you good news. That before this year is ended, you will see that you've taken in. I don't know who that word is for, but before this year is ended, you will see that you've taken in. And that is the pregnancy that will lead to your testimony. That is the pregnancy that will lead to your testimony. In the name of Jesus, severe shoulder pain is being healed right now. I curse the spirit that is behind it. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing a middle-aged woman. You're not able to stand straight for a long time. You begin to palpitate and then to sit. You have chest pain and then you have pain around your waist. The power of God is touching you right now. That pain leaves you forever. Are you shouting a believing amen? There's someone, you are watching me from, Ibadan. This is what the Lord is ministering to me. You have the initial signs of prostate cancer. You're an elderly man. You're watching from Ibadan. You have the initial signs of prostate cancer, urinary difficulties and all those other things. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, using you as a point of contact to anyone who's having any sign of prostate, be free right now in Jesus' name. Prostate, in the name of Jesus, whether initial stages or advanced stages, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. You are not able to move your neck. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, 2 people are going to shout very loud under the anointing. The moment you hear that shout, then check yourself and you can begin to come out to give your testimonies. Why God gives this instruction sometimes, honestly, I do not know. But mine is just to obey. I'm ministering prophetically. A male and a female. 2 people. A male and a female. Once you hear that loud shout in the spirit, then you test yourself and you can begin to come out. This is what I'm hearing. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, as these twofold signs manifest, I declare every balance of healing, let it be perfected in your body now. Let it be perfected in your body now. I'm hearing a name, Johnson. Johnson. There's someone by the name Johnson. I don't know who that person is. Johnson. In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll take the testimonies very quickly, but let me just prophesy to Johnson. Is he the only one? Is there any other Johnson? I want to pray for you. Johnson, where are you? Come quickly. Let me speak over your life. Is there any Johnson? This is a worker, but the Johnson I'm seeing is like a foreign delegate or something. Johnson, where are you coming from, sir? The Gambia. Your name is Johnson. What of you, sir? From where? Joss. Johnson, I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord wants to use you to bring deliverance to your family. Amen. The reign of witchcraft over your family. The reign of witchcraft over the family of Johnson. I'll pray for everybody, but my attention is on the international delegate. In the name that is above all names, Johnson, I break the power of witchcraft over your family. What God says to one, he says to all. In the name of Jesus, everyone by the name Johnson, even if you are not by the name Johnson, we connect you to this prophecy. If there is anything, now please don't feel embarrassed. The Lord is asking me to comfort a woman. You are a mother. I know we are speaking to the globe, and while we respect everyone's orientation, there's a woman that is being depressed right now because you saw your child. Your child came out on social media and he's a man, but he came out on social media dressed like a woman, and he began to say that he has changed his, you know, having another kind of sexual orientation, and it has affected you. In the name of Jesus, I use this case that God is showing me to connect to every mother who is bleeding and crying right now. The spirit of the age manipulating the minds of young people, particularly our brothers and our sisters in diaspora. In the name of Jesus, it's called a reprobate mind. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let there be a reversal. Yeah. Even if it does not affect you, agree, release your faith. Let there be a reversal. Let there be a reversal. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a reversal. Johnson, I pray for you. Everything connected to witchcraft in your family, tying down destinies, not allowing them rise. In the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit forever. I bind that spirit forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Please return to your seat. Now, very quickly, we may just take the first few people. The power of God has touched you. You have been healed. You have been delivered to give witness to what Jesus has done. Please, I'd like you to leave your seat very quickly. You can come and stand here. I'm seeing a few people coming. Please be very bold. Don't be ashamed. You can come and stand by my left or my right. We just have 2 minutes for this group of people. Let's make it very quickly. Very quick. The power of God has touched you. Please come and stand. Are you celebrating them, Koinonia? Encourage them. Encourage them. Miracles are happening. Come on, Koinonia. Don't get too familiar with miracles. Those who are coming, if you are coming from outside, please, ushers, clear the way for them very quickly. Clear the way for them very quickly. Clear the way for them. If you need to see the medical people, please, medical people, let's make it fast. We have just 5 minutes for testimonies. And those online, please submit your testimonies. Let's make that very fast. While we're at that, please write your request. How many of you already have your request ready? Let me see your hands. Pass it to the person by your left or your right. Let's make that very quick. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. The testimonies.
Hello, Koinonia. I came in with a sharp nail on my left leg, and Papa mentioned right leg, but I claim it, and then now the pain is
gone completely. Yes. Let's celebrate Jesus. We command that demonic pain to go and go forever in Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus. Yes. Next person, very quickly.
Praise Lord, church. There has been a lot of witchcraft.
If you are coming out, please come quickly. Confirm the testimonies and let's have it. Please, if they are coming for testimonies, just direct them in case they don't know how to get here. Let's make it snappy. Yes, please.
Moving objects in my system as I stood over.
Moving there objects.
When Apostle prayed over me, I felt they were leaving me, and I believe I'm.
Where are you coming from?
From Benue State.
From Benue.
Yes, sir.
That devil goes back where it came from.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Return to your seat rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hold on. A lady will start running now under the anointing. Hold that lady. Hold that lady and bring her out. I just saw that flash in my vision. A lady. Just hold her. This thing the Lord is saying, this is ancestry. I bind that spirit. I bind that spirit. I'm saying it again. I bind that spirit. I bind that spirit. I bind that spirit. In Jesus' name. Yes, quickly. Please.
Who is ready? Praise the Lord. Before coming here, I have moving objects.
As loud as you can, darling. Look at the camera.
I have moving objects in my body.
Moving objects.
For up to a year now. So while Apostle was praying, I fell under the anointing and I felt a cold sensation in my body and everything stopped.
And right now it's gone. The Bible says even the lawful captives, are you celebrating miracles? Yes, even the lawful captives shall be delivered. God bless you, darling. God bless you. Yes, please. Madam?
Praise the Lord, church. So before I came here, I was having severe headache and back pain and neck pain. So
the headaches and back pain?
Yes.
For how long?
Since last week. Last 2 weeks.
Okay.
So even my neighbor upstairs recommended a drugs for me today. So now, as I've been praying and dancing, all neck pain is gone. My back pain is gone. Like, I can move.
Completely gone. It never returns to you again. In the name of Jesus. Let's celebrate miracles. Let's take a few from there.
Apostle, you gave word of knowledge of people with movement in their body. She has had this challenge for the past
movements
6 months.
In the body,
yes,
again.
Past 6 months, but immediately you gave that word of prophecy. The power of God came upon her and then the pain disappeared.
Completely gone. That devil will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's celebrate her.
2 years pain in the shoulder, gone.
Shoulder pain. Yes. Where exactly? How long was it?
I had an accident.
Had an accident?
Yeah, it was a domestic accident. I was walking outside the house.
Yes.
So I fractured my left shoulder. The pain is left. But last night, I had a dream of fracturing the same place. Mm-hmm. And the pain was very excruciating.
And right now?
It's gone.
Check it. It's gone. Any pain? Completely gone. It never returns to you again. In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate him. Go ahead. Next person.
Pain in the left shoulder since 2017.
2017?
Yes, sir.
That's quite some time. Check yourself now. Any pain, my friend? Gone forever. Gone forever. Never returns to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Pain in the right shoulder of our brother who is streaming and connected to the service. Gone. 5 years pain in
He's
the
connected
right
to the service.
Yes, sir.
From where? Let me hear her.
He's watching from Meduguri, Borno State.
He's watching in Borno State right
yes,
now.
Yes. He was watching online. Immediately he said right shoulder. He went to the screen and touched. He said he had a very sharp sensation there. Immediately the prayer was going on. Now my mom had to even call me because I didn't see the message.
And it's gone.
And it's gone. He turned
in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for him and for you. May God visit you in an extraordinary
Amen.
Way.
In
Jesus' name. Let's celebrate miracles. One more from there. Go ahead.
12 years pain in the teeth gone.
Pain in the teeth?
Yeah, she said 12 years ago she had a dream that somebody put super glue in her teeth and she has removed two teeth. But now as you decreed, all
Come
the
again.
Pain disappeared.
12 years. Let me hear her.
12 years ago I was sleeping and I had a dream where someone put super glue on my teeth.
Super glue on your teeth in the dream?
Yes, sir. And then after that I started having tooth problem and I've removed two teeth. And on the right side, I couldn't eat and I had pain on it. But while you were praying, I no longer feel the pain.
Every demonic visit in your dream to plant seeds, I decree and declare that door is closed forever. Every demonic visit in your dream to plant sickness, to plant whatever it is, I declare it uprooted right now and the door closes forever. My dear, you are healed in Jesus' name. Next person.
Apostle, you gave a word of learning of someone with a molar problem.
Yes.
Right now, the pain is disappeared.
Completely.
And he's healed. Yes, sir.
Completely. In the name of Jesus, he will never return to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's celebrate him.
Another word of prophecy you gave of a woman who has been under heaviness. She has been under spirit of heaviness for the past 1 year.
Let me hear her speak. One
yes,
minute.
Yes, I've had this heavy feeling in my head. That has been tormenting me for almost a year.
And what happened tonight?
I fell under the anointing and I felt it gone.
It's gone.
Amen.
It never returns to you again in Jesus' name. Kenny, go ahead.
Apostle, she had had a problem where her acetabulum was resting on her nerve for 2 weeks. And she said immediately you mentioned her bones, the issue about bones, she felt healed instantly. And she's a medical personnel.
You're a medical person?
Yes.
No wonder she taught you that thing. Praise God. We don't care where it is, we know that you are healed and that's what we're happy about.
Amen.
What couldn't you do before or couldn't do well?
I couldn't walk. I couldn't bend. I couldn't do
bend
anything
now.
With my legs.
Do what you couldn't do. Any pain. In the name of Jesus, let's celebrate the miracle. It never returns to you again. Next person.
Apostle, 1 month ago she had a dream where she drank a substance.
You
in
see
the
this dream.
Dream
thing again. Let me repeat my prayer. Every visitor coming to you uninvited by God to manipulate your dream, Their disappointment begins this night. Their disappointment begins this night. In the name of Jesus. And everyone who fires any demonic arrow, may it backfire in the name of Jesus. Please sit down. Yes.
As a result of that, she had bloated stomach and movements in her
bloated
body.
Bloated stomach and movements around your body. What happened?
But right now, immediately you mentioned the case. She said instantly she noticed that her stomach has gone flat.
I belched twice. And that was
you belched twice?
Yes.
And then the bloating just went down.
I even had to wear something so that my tummy could, because I was so uncomfortable.
Oh, you had
but
to
right
wear
now,
something?
Yeah, so that the bloating could just be going.
So it doesn't look obvious. That
right
devil is
now,
a liar.
Nothing. I don't feel anything.
You are set free forever.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Let's celebrate her. Next person, please. Quickly.
Apostle, she has had stomach pain issues too for 3 days.
Yes.
And she came to service with it. But right now, as you mentioned the same
case.
And
she's a worker.
Yes. You mentioned the same
Satan,
case and
stay
instantly.
Stay away from our workers.
Amen.
Stay away from our workers. In the name of Jesus.
She also has had movements in her body.
Okay.
So movements, she feels like things are moving all around
yes.
her body. Immediately you mentioned the case.
Look, let me tell you something. Not to waste your time. This movement in the body is real. I've met people, I've seen someone who, you know how you watch some of these sci-fi films and you see things moving in bodies? I've seen someone like that. Sometimes you see, I had to ask my, you know, my cousin who is a doctor, is it my cousin or someone who is a doctor one time, explain for me. Because they literally can feel, you find the person bending and twisting and I say, no, this is not some move, this is a demon spirit moving around. Remember, it was a spirit that bends the woman for 18 years. If you've experienced this kind of thing, you are free this night. In Jesus' name. Very quickly. Yes.
So she's free right now.
You are free.
Instantly healed.
I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are free forever. In Jesus' name. If Mama is coming to testify, please verify her testimony and let's give her the honor of sharing it very quickly. Yes.
Apostle, he had a pain in the neck. He couldn't even drive to the service. It was our uncle that drove him to the service.
And now?
And this is the first time of coming to Koinonia. Now he's healed.
Move your neck like you are looking at the many miracles God is doing in your life. I decree and declare that neck pain goes forever in Jesus' name. Next person, quickly.
Pain in her kneecap. She got injured in the gym.
In the gym?
Yes, sir.
When was that?
Was earlier this week, Apostle.
And now?
Yes, I can now flex.
Test yourself. You are ready for the gym now. Happy weekday. God bless you. Next person.
Another one, pain in the knee. He's an amateur footballer. So while he was playing, he got injured.
You are an amateur footballer.
Yes, sir.
May you be a professional one.
Amen.
You believe what I just said?
Yes, sir.
May you be a professional one.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. Next person, quickly.
She came here with her neck collar, scoliosis for the past 3 months.
Let me see.
Now she can.
Oh, for your neck?
Yes, sir.
That's it there. The massage or whatever it is, okay?
Well, now she can turn her neck.
How long has it been?
For 3 months, sir.
What happened to you?
I was told, due to the strain on my neck from architecture, I developed disc bulge and spondylosis, sir.
Okay, spondylosis.
Yes, sir.
And now, test yourself. What couldn't you do? Left and right. Left and right. Koinonia, let's celebrate miracles. Remains permanent for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Quickly. Next
Apostle,
person.
3 months lump in her left breast. Right breast. Confirmed. Checked by the doctors.
Checked by the medical.
Gone. Disappeared.
3 months.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I even came in here with the pain.
Hold on, please. You came in here with the pain.
Yes, sir.
And right now.
He's gone.
Gone forever. May it never resurface again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes,
Apostle,
please.
She has had headaches since 2017. And today...
What kind of satanic headache is that? 2017.
Yes. And she fell on the stairs while walking for 2 years now. She has had pain on her leg. And today she said she felt... Immediately you made mention of headache,
yes.
It disappeared. As soon as you were mentioning the cases they were leaving. First the headache, it left. Then the leg pain, it left. Then the shoulder...
Shoulder
too. You mentioned
it's
shoulder.
It's gone completely. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never be a victim of these demonic assaults again. We declare you free In Jesus' name. Next person.
Apostle, this our dear sister is her first time in church.
Wow.
It's her first time coming here.
First time in church.
Yes. And while you were ministering, she fell under the power of God. And she has had back pains for 5 years. While she was under the anointing, the usher told her that she was always shouting her back. When she got up from being under the anointing,
yes,
she got relief instantly.
Can you check yourself?
Yes.
Do what you couldn't do before. Any pain, a good way to welcome you to church. Now we say welcome to church. God bless you, darling. Have a great time. Thank you. Next person.
Our brother here has also had similar issues. His back has been aching him and paining him, but he said he was instantly healed.
Right now.
Right now.
The pain is gone.
Yes, sir.
Gone forever.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Next person.
Our sister here said that she had gas burns on her leg.
Gas burns.
Yes.
That, okay.
And then the leg began to swell. That it pains her often.
Yes.
And she couldn't walk properly or move properly.
And now?
But right now, all the pains are gone.
Which of the legs?
That leg.
Move it. Let the devil see it.
Hallelujah.
Let him see what happens when you come for a miracle service. In Jesus' name, we declare perfection for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I'm interested in Mama's testimony. Mama, speak English, speak any language you know.
Apostle, I went to church today.
Hallelujah.
And I fainted. After the first song, the second song, my burdens are lifted to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That was the song. After that song, chest. I had a very serious chest.
Yes.
Pain. I couldn't stay in the congregation again. I went out. As I went out, I don't know where I am again. They took me to hospital, but we did not see a doctor. I said, God, this burden, I've lifted it to you, Jesus. And again, having waist pain for so long, this spinal cord. But now as you pray, chest.
Come on, can we celebrate, Mama?
As you pray, as the servant of God, as Paul of nowadays, I call you Paul. And I'm happy to have somebody like you.
Let's celebrate God for Mama. Stretch your hands in 1 minute over our mother.
Look at my chest. As you pray.
Your chest and your back.
You call chest. You call
back.
West pen.
Yes.
I am free.
God bless you, Mama. Stretch your hands in 1 minute and let's declare perfection for our mother. Never returns to you again. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, help me.
The mercies I see, all I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
So 2 more minutes for testimonies, very quickly.
Apostle, our sister here, she had an accident. When was that?
March.
And so
what happened now?
She was supposed to undergo a procedure. She couldn't clink her teeth together.
Okay.
So chewing was a difficulty. Drinking water was a difficulty. So she didn't have the money to undergo that procedure. Mm. Now she came in and wrote that as a prayer request. So when you gave the word of knowledge, the pain is gone. Now she can, chew now and,
Hallelujah. Oh, by the way, lest I forget, please let me give you an assignment this week. There are 2 teachings I want you to listen to. You notice we suspended engrafted words because of a convention. We'll resume it, but there are 2 teachings. Please listen to it. It will help to prepare you, particularly for Sunday. Please take it as a prophetic instruction. Our daily bread. Please, you find that on Koinonia Global. Go to our YouTube page and you can get it. Settle and listen to it. Our daily bread. Write that down, our daily bread. Number 2, the second teaching is Seasons of Abundance. I think that should be the name. Seasons of Abundance. Those two teachings, please settle and listen to it, particularly the first. If you have to choose one of the two, I recommend Our Daily Bread. Listen to it at least twice as you prepare for Sunday. It was in my heart. I almost skipped it. My dear, God bless you. Your miracle remains permanent in Jesus' name. God bless you. Next person, quickly.
Lump in her left breast.
Lump.
Since July, disappeared. She's healed now, confirmed by the doctor.
It goes forever, never to return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's have three more people here and three more people here, and then we're done. Yes.
Apostle, she has had pains for 6 months.
Yes.
She's had headaches to the point that when she's walking, she feels very drowsy and dizzy and sometimes has to hold her head while going out.
And now?
She said right now, as you prayed, everything left instantly.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for you, Adiama. It will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Next person.
Apostle, this our sister's testimony is very interesting.
Please.
She said from 2023 that she began to experience like she wants to run mad. Every time she'll see, she'll start losing herself.
Yes.
But that immediately you mentioned that it's a family thing and she heard that, she went under the power. And immediately she got up, that the heaviness that follows her, she just felt light and that she no longer feels.
This? I've seen whole families under the influence of this spirit. Responsible people sometimes graduate. They begin, some of them is still, they marry and go to the house of their spouses. The woman starts behaving like they have a psychosis. I've had the opportunity to pray for a few of the families, so I know firsthand this thing this young lady is talking about.
Apostle, she confirms what you say, that it was a month before she went for NYSC that this thing started.
Every spirit of the waster that wants to waste your efforts, that allows you to labor first, then it just wastes your opportunity. We cast that spirit forever.
Amen.
We cast that spirit forever.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. And for you, my dear sister, I decree and declare you will never, never lose your sanity.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you. Quickly.
Apostle, she has had abdominal pains for 5 years.
5 years.
Yes. Immediately you mentioned the case, she said she felt light and relieved instantly. That this is the first time she's experiencing that that pain is not there, that is constant.
Your relief remains permanent, my dear. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Let that be the final one.
Apostle, our mommy here is in the prayer department and she attended the convention very faithfully. But after the convention, she said she fell ill and began to feel all manner of pains. She had back pains.
Yes.
She had breathing palpitations. She couldn't breathe properly. Then pains on her side anytime she was breathing.
And right now.
So she went to the hospital and then decided to come to church. That they said many things. But immediately prayer was done. Mama will show you exactly what she can do now. Mama.
What can you do? Look at that. That's remarkable. Some of you who are healthy can't go that far. So celebrate, Mama, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, he will never return to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, please.
Apostle, 2 years pain in the chest and the back, gone, healed by the power of God.
Hallelujah. Let's celebrate her miracle, permanent forever. Next, please.
29 years movement in the body. As we were praying, she said she just saw things.
29 years.
Yes.
What happened to you?
It's been all my life. I never knew it was a problem until I came into Christ and begin to, I can see them visibly moving. But when you call them,
you see the spirits visibly moving.
Like I can see them beeping on my body, on my legs.
Yes.
They move. So when you said things moving around the body, even before then I had been under the anointing, but I felt things like they were just leaving. I could feel like something was coming out from my body and I was just feeling relieved.
Your healing remains permanent.
Amen.
In Jesus' matchless name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Over 30 years movement in the body, healed by the power of God.
30 years movement, healed forever. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
No, straight to the point. Straight to the point. What happened now?
This is a case of a moving object.
Yes.
Each time this thing moves in my body, I am always sick.
Okay.
Very, very sick. But when you mentioned the issue of deliverance and you mentioned the case, immediately I felt things
completely gone.
Body, yes.
May God bless you. It will never return to you again. The remaining people, whether or not I'm out there online, Let's just have one then, just to give witness online. One.
Praise the Lord. It says, I am Monica, watching from Lithuania. For the past couple of days, I have been having pain in my right breast. As a mother, it was even painful to breastfeed. As the apostle was ministering and prayed for healing over pain in the right breast, I received healing instantly, and the pain is gone completely.
It never returns to you again.
We also have Cecil from Dubai. Cecil says, I'm located here and was diagnosed with pain in my right breast, and my pain is gone completely. Amen. I want to thank God for healing me also from heart palpitation. I was standing in front of my TV and following the service from England.
And she's healed now.
Yes, healed now from heart palpitation.
Praise God. That's okay. Two will be fine. Our time is almost gone. Let's celebrate God for our online family and the many miracles. Now, I want to do something very prophetic very quickly. We are going to pray over the request. But if you are an international guest, please come out here quickly. I want to speak over your life. Let's celebrate them as they come. Please come stand, pray in the spirit. Let's stretch our hands. Doesn't matter what country, doesn't matter what nation. Please come stand. We love you. Come on, Koinonia. Give them a big God bless you. Let them know we love them and we're happy to have them around. No, you don't have to kneel. Please stand. Keep clapping. Is someone celebrating Jesus for them? You're an international guest. If there's no space for you, don't worry. You can remain there. Let's focus on the ones in the auditorium. If we have to include the ones outside and the overflows, there'll not be enough space for them. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Koinonia. Let's let them know we love them. We honor them. Some of them have flown in from as far as Australia to be here. I just felt stirred in my heart to speak a blessing over them. Hallelujah. International guests, God bless you. Now, please look at me. I believe the Lord brought you here for a reason. Usually we would not do this. We just speak over you generally, but the Lord impressed on my heart. I was about to pray over the requests, but this is a house of multiple graces, and I want you to believe by faith. We invest 1 minute speaking over your life, and then I'll wrap up with a prophetic word. Those who are connected across the globe, particularly if this is your first time connected, we also receive you as an international guest. As we pray, release your faith. Koinonia, can we stretch our hands to this, our beautiful family? Every blessing you desire that you would speak to your spouse, your child, your father, your grandfather, your uncle, your confidant, your best friend, release that word upon them. If it's favor, release upon them. If it's breakthrough, release upon them. If it's speed, release upon them. If it's restoration, release upon them. For those of them who have troubles with their homes, I still see a few coming. Declare peace, declare peace. Some of them have problems with their housing, their mortgage. Declare peace. Some of them have problems with their papers. Some are doing well. They just need to know God more, to love the Lord more. Koinonia, don't be tired. We're honored to have received them tonight, this many as guests. Speak the blessing upon their lives. Extend that to those who are following online. We're out of time, but it's worth the sacrifice. Shapranteke parato siata. We release the blessing of the house upon you. The blessing of wisdom, the blessing of favor, the blessing of his presence, the blessing of influence, the blessing of grace, capacity, understanding, in the name of Jesus, the gift of men, signs and wonders, in the name of Jesus. Now I decree and declare over you, you have come from across the globe, we send you back as signs and wonders. We send you back as signs and wonders. For those of you who are still around using this period for your retreats, may it be a moment of encounters for you. Now let me tell you this. Any challenge that brought you here, it doesn't matter what it is called, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we turn that challenge to your testimony. May God visit your families, visit your jobs, or give you jobs. Visit your businesses, or give you the grace to set up businesses. I pray for you, go from glory to glory. May the hand of God rest upon you. Every plot of Satan, darkness over your life, we declare that plan aborted forever. We place a mark of favor upon you. We place a mark of honor upon you. We declare speed to your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Every grace you've seen in this house and you desire it for a taking, we release it upon you. You are blessed. You remain blessed. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. We honor and bless you. Thank you very much for coming. Please do return to your seat rejoicing. Everyone stretch your hands. Stretch your hands as we pray over the requests. Please stretch your hands. Let it be prophetic. I'm going to bow my knees as I pray over the request. Make sure your hands are stretched. Overflows. Outside. And those who are in the auditorium here, you are joining me as we pray. I bow my knees. You do the stretching while I kneel. Begin to make declarations. Father, at this final miracle service for 2025, perfect all that concerns me. Who is praying? Perfect all that concerns me by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Perfect all that concerns me. Perfect all that concerns me. Perfect all that concerns me. Shamparato sadabranta keperekete prasadabalakata. Perfect all that concerns me. In the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns my family. Perfect all that concerns my children. Someone cry for perfection. You are praying perfection. In the next 1 minute. Perfect all that concerns me. You are Alpha, be Omega. Over my life, let me end the year with honor. Let me end the year with glory. Let me end the year with joy rejoicing. In the name of Jesus. Shabranteke barantos kotobrakata pratekete. Lepratos sotobrante paratos kotebelegeta. In the name of Jesus we pray. Shout amen. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Shout amen. I prophesy over this request unto you that answers prayer. Your people have come. They have come bearing their reports. They have come bearing their pain. They've come bearing their disappointments, their frustrations, their expectations. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that every request here written, let it be turned to testimonies. Supernatural testimonies. Miraculous testimonies. In the name of Jesus Christ. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, I declare, these Egyptians you see today, may you see them no more forever. May you see them no more forever. We release a flood of testimonies your direction. In Jesus' name we pray. I declare over your life, be blessed. Be blessed. Be lifted. Be honored. December 1 to December 31st, let it be a season of laughter for you. December 1 to December 31st, let it be a season of favor for you. December 1 to December 31st, let it be a moment of exploits for you. You will end the year well. I say it again, you will end the year well. The balance of every prophetic word from January till November that is yet to manifest in your life, I declare may it come as rain this month coming. In the name of Jesus. Hear me, no one who has attended this miracle service will be missing by the final service. No one who has attended this miracle service will be missing by December 31st. Spirits of untimely death, your vicinity is a no-go area for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me make the altar call very quickly. You are in this place and you are saying, Apostle, I need Jesus. We delight in leading many to Jesus because he is the way, the truth and life. But more so because he is truly the answer to every thirsty and every searching heart. Hearts that are searching for peace, searching for joy, searching for rest. You are in this place and you are saying, Apostle, I have not made my ways right with Jesus. Or you are saying, I desire a rededication and a reconciliation with this Jesus. We're out of time. And for your sake, we'll spare a minute or two. Please, I want you to pick your bags, your Bibles, everything you came to church with, whether you are here in the main hall or across the overflows. Thank you very much for already responding. I'm counting 1 to 5, and for your sake, we're waiting behind. As we count, please leave your seat very quickly and come. 1. Koinonia, keep clapping. Your clapping encourages them. Your clapping means you are agreeing with them. Your clapping means you rejoice with them. 2. God bless you. Bless you, my dear brother. Bless you, my dear sister. Someone is still coming. Win that war finally. Three. It's the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle. We will not downplay it. It's the greatest miracle by far. None of the miracles here tonight compares to it. Four. If you're still coming, please come in a hurry. Come in a hurry. Come in a hurry. Please clear the way for those who are in a hurry coming. Would you make haste to come? If you're coming here in front, please come quickly. Hallelujah. Five. Let's give Jesus praise for these ones. Thank you very much, my dear brothers and my sisters. Please, would you lift your right hand? Let it be high above your head. Please, you're joining them. Join them quickly. Don't come when we already say amen. The prayer matters, not just your presence here. Lift your right hand. And for those watching online, please join them in prayer as I lead them to make this prayer of salvation. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I have seen your power. I love you with all my heart. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose again for my justification. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart. I receive your life. I receive your grace. I receive victory. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From tonight, I'm a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Father, thank you for these precious ones here on site, the many outside, across the overflows, and those who are online. The Bible declares, as many who will come to you, you will in no wise cast away. I decree and declare upon your profession of faith that eternal life is yours, peace is yours, rest is yours, in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to live the victorious Christian life is imparted upon you. You go from glory to glory and grace to grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Please look to my right, that will be your left. They are counselors, smiling and willing to have a word with you. They'll pray with you, have a quick word with you, and thereafter you return to your seat. God bless you. Celebrate them as they go. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you been blessed tonight? Thank you very much for staying this late. Bishop, thank you. We honor you for coming all the way from Asaba. Please be upstanding as we wrap up the service. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Lift your hands and give him praise. Father, we thank you. We honor you because you are a good God. Thank you for the time well invested in your presence. Let it be for us from glory to glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. May your week be blessed. I'm speaking over your week. May your week be blessed. May it be full of testimonies. May it be full of breakthroughs. May it be full of laughter. May it be full of restorations. Everything that makes for crying this week, in the name of Jesus, we take it out of you. Everything that makes for losses this week, we take it out of you. Everything that makes for pain and sorrow this week, we take it out of you. We declare you will see the hand of God upon your life this week. You are favored this week. You love Jesus like never before this week. And you'll see his hand at work in your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout amen three times. Amen. Amen. Together, let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. See you on Sunday.